we come out and put the ball in play a couple times, top of the first inning, and give them credit. They made a couple plays. And then in bottom of the first, I feel like we got they got a leadoff guy, their leadoff batter singled. And then we got somebody out, and then just couldn't quite locate pitches. And, we put too many guys on base there in the first couple innings, and had a call that, a bang-bang play at third base that didn't go our way, that four of their five runs in the first inning come after that. And, it was one of those games where it was so close to being a tight game, and they were able to score five in the first. They scored two in the second and put us in a hole early. But it was so close to, if one little thing goes our way, we maybe get out of that first inning with only giving up one run. You never know what could have happened, but.
Yeah, I don't know how many times, whether it be when we see you during basketball or baseball, I mean, pick the sport, we say things like, it's a game of inches or something like that. And, I mean, down by nine is one thing, but when you realize sometimes how it got there, that hurts a little bit.
Oh, yes. And, and I can think back to our semifinal game Saturday with Greenwood Christian, and we had the bases loaded, two outs, two strikes on Chance Johnson, our catcher, and Chance doubled with two strikes to right center, scored three runs. And that was in the first inning, and that gave us a 4-0 lead, and Greenwood Christian almost got out of that inning, only giving up one. It could have been a completely different game. So it's that same kind of feel, this game today, we haven't been in this game before. It's our first time in a sectional championship game, and it did feel a little bit different. I don't know if we were a little tense or excited, nervous energy or something, but it was different. And I'm really glad that our seniors got to experience that, and glad that our underclassmen that played got to experience that, and hopefully we can build on that as well.
I'm going to ask you one question, but I'm going to kind of keep the stat of the day that I saw posted via Twitter, and we, I think, maybe had touched on it last time we talked baseball, but I'll ask first just about the emotion of having to talk to a team after losing a game as important as this. And while I know you're very young, you've still got a group who have grown up Southwestern baseball, and they become a very important part of the direction this program's going.
I know it's never a fun talk, and you want to address your underclassmen that, we're here, we got this under our belts, we're going to build on it, we're going to be better next time, next year we're going to be a year older and all those things, but to talk in the huddle one last time with your seniors, that's always pretty tough. And we had four pretty special seniors that really contributed a lot throughout the season in different ways, and getting, addressing them one last time. And, I wanted to pick, talk to each one of them and tell them, what I thought of them and how special they've been and how much they've done for us. And, that they're a part of Southwestern baseball, and I hope they come back and, watch in the future, and want them to remain a part of the Southwestern baseball family.
A Southwestern baseball program, and tell me if I'm getting this wrong, that hasn't had officially a winning season since 1976, but now it has.
That's crazy to think, isn't it? 42
yes, it
years.
Is. That's amazing.
Jeez, 42. It is. But we were close last year.
Yep.
I think we went 11-15 last year, and we had a couple games that I think we would have won rained out. You always have a couple close games throughout the year, but we were close. The seniors that we had last year, and then the seniors that we have this year, they got us closer. And then I tell you, some of these guys, I'll mention a couple of our seniors. Ross McNeely went from a kid who only had, only got like 14, 15, 16 at-bats as a freshman. He did a lot of courtesy running on the bases for us, but he didn't play a whole lot as a freshman. He was all-conference this year. We had Brandon Stubblefield, who was one of our top pitchers, and he had a really good season for us. And these guys really stuck with it and helped build. And I'm glad that they got to experience this winning season. We ended up 14-11 on the year. You know, again, there were a couple games that could have went the other way, and you know, but it was a really good season. I'm glad they got to experience that after everything that they've been through.
Coach, the growth that's already occurred, and I know that you hope keeps progressing in that way. It only comes, and admittedly, sometimes I cringe at thinking about how sometimes sports are year-round, but I'm going to say it in a good note this way, that it takes buy-in from kids who are coming to the program and really buy-in from some parents who can be a key player, if in nothing else, just making sure their kids want to be out there to keep this thing going the direction it's been.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's the thing. We've got kids that are playing more baseball now than they had ever played before, whether they are on travel teams in the summer or whether they're coming in and hitting in the cage here or there throughout the off season, or had guys playing fall baseball. And like you said, that's not just those guys making that commitment, the parents doing it as well. And something that was really cool for us today, Austin Blotcher, who's a sophomore second baseman for us, his parents hosted everybody. Parents, coaches, players, everybody went over to the Blotcher's house after the game today and able to cook out and hang out, swim in the pool, and just really neat the commitment that everybody, like you said, everybody is putting into our baseball program. And I feel like everybody's getting excited, but that's really benefiting the kids.
Well, you know, in Indiana, pretty much if you're playing some baseball on Memorial Day Monday, you've done something right. And, boy, you guys have done something right this year. I know it didn't end the way you wanted, but congratulations on a great season.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And, you know, baseball is a great sport, and you never know how it's gonna end up. And, you know, Indianapolis Lutheran, I believe this is their sixth straight. I could be wrong on that. I think this is their sixth straight sectional championship that they've won. Mm-hmm. We got to play a really good program. And, you know, I always tell our guys that, you know, that's what we want to be. We want to be that really good program that's in it year in, year out. And I think we can be that here these next few years.